Norway restricts AI in early classrooms, while hallucination data unsettles the model rankings. Norway has imposed what Reuters describes as a near ban on AI tools in elementary school settings, citing developmental concerns about children building foundational reasoning skills during early grades. The policy does not declare AI dangerous outright. Rather, Norwegian education authorities argue that there is insufficient longitudinal evidence about what happens to cognitive development when children use these tools during a critical formative window, and that the precautionary approach is to limit exposure until that evidence exists. The Hacker News discussion attracted nearly 500 comments, drawing teachers, technologists, neuroscientists, and uncertain parents into the same thread. The developmental argument has roots in established research. A substantial body of work holds that acquiring reading and arithmetic skills involves building neural pathways through effortful practice, that the struggle itself encodes the capability. The concern Norwegian authorities are raising is not primarily about cheating on worksheets, but something more fundamental. Whether children who never have to work through the frustration of sounding out an unfamiliar word develop the same reading networks as those who do. The honest answer, given how recently these tools emerged, is that no one yet knows. Norway has taken similar precautionary stances before, including early restrictions on smartphone use in schools, reflecting a policy culture willing to act on incomplete evidence when children's development is at stake. Separately, data published at arrowx.dev claims that GPT-5.5 hallucinates at roughly 3 times the rate of GLM-5.2, an MIT-licensed open-source model from the Chinese research community. The Hacker News community is engaging carefully with the methodology. Benchmark contamination, task selection, and prompt sensitivity all affect hallucination comparisons. But if the numbers hold, the implication is striking. A flagship commercial model from one of the most well-resourced AI labs in the world is generating factual errors at a rate 3 times higher than a freely available open-source alternative. A related essay, LLMs Are Complicated Now by Ian Barber, argues that the landscape of model capabilities has become genuinely difficult to reason about. A model that leads on coding benchmarks may lag on factual recall. A model with a longer context window may be less reliable on tasks that fit within a shorter one. The clean narrative of bigger model equals better model has fractured. Also noteworthy, Nobel laureate John Jumper, whose work on AlphaFold transformed structural biology, has joined Anthropic, a hire that signals the company's ambitions in scientific AI extend well beyond language model benchmarks.